Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we come before your throne of grace. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the prosperity of your land. Lord, we pray for your people, the Jews and the Christians. Open our eyes, Lord. Let us see your will and your purposes, especially in these end times. Lord, help us to understand what's going on. And Lord, as your call of obedience goes out, may your people be obedient to your word. Give us boldness to declare your intentions. And Lord, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Open our eyes to your word this morning and give us boldness to do what is right in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we continue with the prophet Zechariah, and this morning we're going to be looking at Jerusalem restored. Jerusalem restored. Zechariah is a prophet who spoke to the first generation of Jews who had returned from the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. The nation of Israel, due to disobedience and wickedness, were scattered and sent into exile. Now, after God's purposes had been completed with the Jews, the call went out to return to Israel and to Jerusalem. But when they returned, they found a deserted, desolate place they once called Jerusalem, and there was no temple. And did you know that less than 50,000 people returned from the captivity? That's what we are told in the book of Ezra. A remnant heard the call of God to go back. And that's the way it seems to be even today. Always a few who desire to please the Lord. Always a few who desire to hear His voice and to obey Him. There always only seems to be a few. It's always been like that. In their cycle of life that we looked at last week, Israel once again went into sin because they crucified their Messiah. And in 70 AD, they were scattered again into all the earth. And there seems to be a replay of the return from the Babylonian captivity. According to other prophecies, the Jews are busy being regathered and will continue being gathered until the second advent of Christ. And those who returned after the Babylonian captivity had a lot of opposition from those around them, and they became despondent. And it was during this time that God raised up Zechariah to encourage and inspire the Jews to obedience and to relationship with God, assuring them of God's present and future blessings in fulfillment of God's promises that He had made with their fathers. And His first message was a message of repentance, as ours always should be. Whenever we witness and whenever we go out to preach the gospel, our first message should always be one of repentance. And we are to call men to turn from wickedness and to turn from this world and to turn to Christ, who is our only hope of salvation. Then the Bible tells us 3 months after his first message, Zechariah had 10 remarkable visions. And these visions offered encouragement and assurance of God's blessings and of his plans for Israel. So let's read over the first 3 visions that we had already looked at last week in detail. So open with me to Zechariah chapter 1, and let's read from verse 8. We won't go into great detail, but we'll lay a foundation for today's message. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 8. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were their red horses, speckled and white. Well, the myrtle trees, as we looked at last week, represent Israel. And Israel in this vision is in deep trouble and in great danger and at a very low point in their history. And the man on the red horse is the pre-incarnate Christ who protects Israel. and who intervenes on their behalf. And did you know, in the same way, Jesus never leaves nor forsakes us. Also in our lives, Christ is always there. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but the Bible tells us clearly that He never leaves nor forsakes us. He's also always there to keep us and to guide us and to protect us. Verse 9. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood amongst the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Well, the nations of the earth are at rest. They are not even concerned about the plight of the Jews or the nation of Israel. Verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? And so Jesus intercedes for Jerusalem, and He intercedes for the cities of Judah and for His people. When will you have mercy on them? He speaks to His Father. Verse 13. And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable